We got myself, Dwayne Finley, on the ones and twos. We got the esteemed Doc Nasty AJ Gooden. We have a we have a third party tonight. We got the kid, young Jalen Manson. We get things rolling. I'd like to say welcome Jay to the fresh studios. What's going on, man?
Not much. How you doing?
Doing good. What's going on with you, AJ?
What up? What up? What up, Jay?
What's up, AJ? You good?
I'm chilling, man. I'm chilling, man. The best I can, man.
Likewise.
Coming live from quarantine still. Everything's still on hold. No
basketball. Oh, man, Listen, man. It's not the quarantine. It's the blip, man.
Hey, this ain't a blip no more, dog. This is a thing.
No. Listen, man. Just think about it, man. It's the blip, man. And, you know, I'm trying to be sensitive about, you know, what's politically correct out here. But it's the blip. Just think about it.
You got to explain that.
Are you talking about, like, Thanos' snap?
Yeah.
It's the blip. You know what I mean? Like this coronavirus, man, and it's spreading around, and it's hitting people. Not everybody's getting hit. Some people got symptoms. Some people don't. Some people got to be in hospital for days, for weeks at a time. People dying. It's the blip, man.
And, you know, since he is a doctor,
hold on. I don't mean to interrupt you. That's some deep shit, man. Just think about that shit, man. It's the blip, man. This is the blip. Second episode of the blip, man. This is what this is called, man. Make sure you put that in there when you send it out to the people.
So if you're listening, ladies and gentlemen, that is trademarked from AJ Gooden, the blip, a property of the Cypher podcast. So we are here surviving the blip. And folks,
doing
remember,
this doing
is the same
pick.
Man who said his favorite flavor of Kool-Aid is red. So take it as gospel.
It's red, man. That's a real flavor.
No, and you want to know something crazy? I was telling Mr. Dwayne about that too. Because when you had said that, I was like, no, that's true. Because I mix colors. So whatever color is final and that's in that container, that's the flavor.
That's the flavor.
The flavor. That's the flavor. And we go rock with it.
Right.
So now, AJ, you know, and our listeners, you know, Jalen, we've known Jalen for a long time, but Jalen's also a listener. Jalen's been rocking with the podcast from the jump. He's been in our circle for a while. So, you know, we've been getting it, you know, ever since the show started last year, we've been, you know, doing hip hop talk and all these things, talking about hoops. And, you know, this young man is sitting across the way from me here is an old soul. So we got to get him in these talks, bro. But you got me. You got
me.
You got so much passion in your voice talking about the fucking blip. You got me scared now.
No, man, I'm just being honest. This was what's going on right now, man. And it's shutting everything down, man. So just, man, I'm hoping and praying, man. Everybody stay safe, man.
True.
Do your best, man. Stay healthy. Take care of your family. And, you know, but this going to be over soon, man. Stay positive, man. It's only for too long, man.
And you know, I don't mean to bring light to the subject because, I kind of turned everything a little bit humorous. You did stop it. And you go, that's some deep shit, man.
It is, man. You think about it, man. That's crazy, man. Like, this shit, the whole world, man, just shut down right now.
All right, let's throw it over to Jay real quick. I'm going to say, we're going to start this, you know, the hip-hop talk we always talk. You know, AJ and I are old heads. We always, you know, we always represent I'm a little older than AJ even, but we're from the same era, hip-hop. I got, you know, Jay, you got to understand that your generation and younger, I fear for the game sometimes, man. Like, I wonder, like, what's gonna happen? I know you're a J. Cole guy. I know you got some hitters, but man, like, what the fuck is going on with hip hop under your watch, bro?
Nothing. It's just changing. It's evolving. The game is at least the hip hop game is. It's not the same. It's not what it was. A lot of boom bap and a lot of raps. It's more melodic. It's melodic dances. Something catchy that everybody can catch tune of, so we can groove to it. And the next song comes in. So
what about AJ? You buying this shit?
I'm by it, man. That's he hitting the head, the nail on the head, man.
Well, we're talking about bars, bro. We're talking about like integrity of hip hop. Like I'm saying, we talked about this last week.
It's not there no more, man. It's not there. I was just listening to a Jadakiss interview, man, and dang, what was he saying? He just like, man, you can just go, man. You don't have to have that. Like, even if you ghostwrite your stuff, if it's a good song, the people will still love it. As for when like Jadakiss and then was coming up, you had to write your stuff. You had to have your own bars. You had to have your own thought process.
But you wasn't think no that ghostwriter. That's more towards reputation.
Huh?
Like that's more towards reputation. Like were y'all back in that time, like the '90s, was it more towards of the artist rather than the money that's being made?
I wouldn't even say that, man. It was just it was a blood sport, man. All them dudes was trying to knock each other off, right, man. It was just how it was. They respected each other. But if I'm on the track with so-and-so, oh, I'm coming for him.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that is how they was, man. But well, now I think it's more, I don't know, it's commercial-based now. This is how it's moving now. It's just what it has evolved to.
Well, so think about this. Like, I think 50 Cent was the first one to really kind of pop that mixtape game. Remember we were talking about, you know, he had the mixtapes going, and then they had the DJ drama. But now these artists, if you think about this game, these rappers can go to SoundCloud, whatever, they'll get a beat, drop a verse on it, fucking Migos shit goes out in 24 hours. It's not as like crisp or refined the way Dre and them guys did it. But you think about that era, you know, what if like Wu-Tang was in the digital era, but what we saw that we had to wait, you know, months or weeks for responses to come out. Think about if those guys like Eminem, Jadakiss, or DMX and all those guys, Rough Riders, if they had the digital aspect, man, that would have been some fire. But do you think they would have been able to produce in those 24-hour turnarounds? Jalen's overhead shaking his head no. What do you think?
Saying no, why you say?
Y'all more, you know what I'm saying? Y'all take it. Y'all, it's art to you guys. It's art to some rappers that I listen to now, but like I'd say over like 70-80% of the rappers back then, it was art. So it's like y'all have more passion for it now than guys nowadays is, let me just go ahead, hop on this beat real fast, get this song out just to generate some income. Like it's not as much about the art and the love for it.
I agree. Mm-hmm. All right, AJ, I'm gonna. Mm-hmm. Jay, and then back to me. But okay, let's start. Let's go. Let's go with. All right, so here we are back from commercial break. We're talking about hip hop here with on the Cypher podcast. We're gonna start with you first, and after you, we're gonna go to Jay, and then back to me. So, in of our three eras of hip hop, let's start with the current, the here and now. Who is one definitive artist, if not maybe a few? Who's on Doc Daddy's radar in the hip hop game right now?
Like what you mean as far as who I look?
Who you digging on?
I mean, I don't know. I like let me put it. Well, you know, J. Cole, Kendrick, Rick Ross, like new Rick Ross, Nipsey always rock, and that's who I like. And Meek Mill, Meek Mill. So these guys I mess with heavy. You know what I mean?
Hey, get out of the road.
It's a couple new cats like Roddy Ricch. I think he I it's a couple new cats. I only been listening to him, like I said, my freshman team be trying to give me new dudes to listen to.
So we you go back and forth. You jumping a little baby too?
I don't know, man. He's cool. He's cool, but I like that Roddy Ricch over that little baby though.
Yeah, Roddy Ricch goes.
All right, now let's turn into the young buck here. So Jay, this is obviously your lane.
Yeah.
All right. I know you already named off a few guys that you fuck with. So go ahead. Tell our listeners kind of
how many can I name?
You name. Tear it up. This is your 5 minutes, man. Get it.
So if I'm to pick out of this generation, now it's so many different.
Yeah, rappers. Just stick with this generation okay. For now.
So with this generation right now, my main go tos, my top three, honestly is Cole, Kendrick, and probably Drake will be like my go-tos. But out of the rappers now, man, like AJ said, it's Roddy Ricch. I like Lil Baby. I'm a YoungBoy fan. I'm a super YoungBoy fan. So YoungBoy,
so I like YoungBoy too.
Yeah,
he grinds. Man. You can feel his music a little bit. I like YoungBoy style.
That's why I love him, man. Because you can feel his, you can hear what he's talking about. It's so many.
So you named your big hitters, you know, with Drake, Kendrick, and Cole. But that's what I was looking for.
It's something that I don't know about. So it's like it depends on like the vibe that you're in. Like I listen to a guy, Coda the Friend. It's just I like Griselda. I don't know if y'all ever heard of Griselda.
Oh, absolutely, Buffalo. Uh-huh. Yeah, I know.
Benny the Butcher, Conway, West Side Gun. It's whatever vibe. I'm big East Coast rapper. Fab, Davies, a lot of dudes from the different boroughs, a lot of like Pop Smoke. I play a lot of Pop Smoke. Chef G, Smooth L, like it's just people. Yeah, y'all probably wouldn't know.
See, I know Griselda because they're on that CD imprint. So.
Yeah.
But and I'll say too, like I go with for me personally, I go with the like vibe, you know, whatever Sav's kind of listen to. I kind of pick it up a little bit, but I like Tory Lanez. I like his vibe. I like
Tory Lanez decent too. That chick tape, the last little joint put out with Ashanti on the front.
Yeah.
Yeah, that joint tough. It's I think it's called Chick Tape 5 or something Chick like that. Five, he got Ashanti on the front of it.
Yeah.
Laying in her bed. That joint tough. That joint all right. He got a lot of that he sampled a lot of the like hip hop from like 2000s. And he had them feature on the track. That joint was rocking. That's a solid little tape.
Yeah, see, I don't know, man. Like, I'm a little different on it. Like, you know, I kind of like little spots here and there, but there's nobody I really like. Look at, like, I mean, I know DaBaby's hot, and you know, I think Cardi drops some killer verses here and there, and she's got a different vibe, but I can't do no fucking Trippie Redd or any like fucking. I thought something was wrong with Lil Yachty, man. I felt like he was like he has a problem. But you know what? I do like Young Thug a little bit.
Yeah. Okay, so that don't make sense. Why do you like Young Thug but you don't like Lil Yachty?
I think Young Thug's vibe is just a little more atmospheric, a little more spacey, you know what I mean? Like he goes like he kind of I'm a fucking fan of just certain little like of certain little weird little vibes, you know, like Yachty, like I dug the song Yachty did with Kyle a couple years back that I Spy, you know, but like I don't like his delivery. Yachty. I don't like his cadence, you know what I mean? Like when you see these cats get on like fucking Sway and shit like that, or like those freestyles, man, fucking somebody like they got Yes Man right to be like, bro, you ain't going in that freestyle booth, don't do it. Right. Because I seen some guys like fucking horrible, you know what I mean? Like some career killers.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So now we went around with the younger generation. Now let's go to your wheelhouse generation. Let's go to your AJ. We're going back to you. This is your bag, man. Who is the Doc Nasty go tos? Who repped hard for generation growing up and who's in your GOAT conversation? Who's getting that love and play? The floor is yours.
GOAT conversation? Woo. Man, that's tough, man. It's tough.
Who are you rocking with?
It's still tough. Mine's maybe a little biased because I grew up loving East Coast hip hop too. So like, you know, Biggie. Like I love Big, man. Biggie. I love Nas. I grew up off Nas, so Biggie, Nas, Jay-Z. You gotta put them up there. Then this one may be a little biased, but Jadakiss, man.
Hey. Uh-huh. I
Jada Kiss, man. Jada Kiss, man. If y'all gotta listen to that interview, he just did an interview, and Talib Kweli interviewed him, man. And they got to talking, man. You think about it, man. Jada Kiss got a catalog, bro.
Yep.
Like, he just one of them underrated guys, but he a heavyweight.
Yep.
You won't hear a lot of guys put him up there, but I put him up there.
Yep.
And then Rakim.
Oh, yeah, you're old school on that.
Rakim, man, what? He originated all that. Oh, he birthed all them dudes. I named before him.
Yep. All right, Jalen. Now we're getting a little older, but okay, you go. What's
I went back in history and listened to all these dudes. Like, listen, from my Fort Wayne days, I spent a lot of time listening to 90s and 80s.
Yeah.
But I'm taking his top three, well, almost top five. Biggie's he's my favorite rapper of all time. Uh-huh. So it's Biggie, Ho, Nas. I used to listen to the 90s Fab. So when Fab first got hot.
When he first came out, yeah.
So I say 90s Fab.
Man, I believe, like, he's talking, you know, like, Jay, for our listeners, as we're coming back from commercial, Jay just said he wasn't a big fan of the Chronic Stroke. I'm 41 years old, man. Like, you can't be saying that shit around me. But let me tell you this.
Yeah, what about the Chronic?
Jay said he wasn't feeling the Chronic, or he doesn't know if he. What'd you say?
I wasn't that. It didn't make me feel how everybody else is reacting to it, or, you know, the older generation reaction to it. I it wasn't it for me.
Have you ever went back like now?
Yeah, and I listened to it a couple days ago, and it's still.
Oh my gosh, that's tough, Jay.
I know
this is the beautiful thing about music, man. Everybody hears it differently. You know what I mean? What's good to one person may not be good to you, but what I like, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? And then my whole outlook on music is all good music. It's just some shit you don't fuck with. Right. All of it's good music. I don't care what genre, what type of music you sing or rap or record, is all great music. It's all great, but it's just certain shit you don't fuck with.
But I don't know, man. The Chronic universally loved, so it
is.
It's hard. But it's not like listening to a tribe.
I said that's tough. That's tough.
What would you say, AJ?
Nothing. I say you gotta respect your opinion, but that's tough. That's tough.
It's the I'm telling you, man. It's like the beats are phenomenal. It's just like the way it flows. I need that. I need some speed to it. You know what I'm saying? I need some bop, bop, bop. And like the Chronic can give you that laid back. And I ain't. That's not me. You know what I'm saying? So I can get laid back from Tribe Called Quest, listening to, you know, Vibes and stuff, listening to stuff like that. Right. That's laid back for me. It's a boom bap. It's a bop to it.
Well,
it ain't like chill.
Well, I'm telling you, you also appreciate the Chronic. You have to understand there was a different phenomenon going on at that time called Snoop Doggy Dogg. Yeah. Like that was a big part of why the Chronic blew is like it did, because Snoop came out, they dropped G-Thang, and that went fucking bonkers, and then Snoop dropped Doggy Style, but Snoop was all over, you know, like the fact of the affiliation and Dre coming back, like Chronic just went next level. But hold on, before we stretch this Chronic thing out, I'm gonna get it. Like I said, I want to drop a name that is from our era, but he always gets overlooked, and that's fucking Tretch by Naughty by Nature. Tretch and Naughty by Nature, hard as a motherfucker. Like, his verses, like Ghetto Bastard, fucking, I'm not talking like Yoke the Joker off the Juice soundtrack. You kidding me? Or Uptown Anthem? Yeah, that's from the Juice soundtrack. It was Uptown Anthem, but. Tretch was that dude. I was a Pac dude over a Biggie, but I much respect to Biggie. You know, Nas, of course. You know, I'm an Eminem fan on the flip back there. But, and then, I don't know, AJ and I talked about it on one of the episodes, Wu-Tang, man. Like Wu-Tang, especially that Hulu show, like a bunch of the documentaries that came out in the last couple of years, man, just... A deeper appreciation of what was going on then. And that's what I'm saying is, like, you know, Mobb Deep, Who else got come out of that? But then, you know, another guy who gets slept on because he had a different career. But, like, man, if you go back, as much love as the Chronic gets, AJ, do you remember, man, you would have been probably sixth grade, I think, fifth or sixth grade. But the same summer the G-Thang or Chronic dropped Ice Cube, the Predator. Mm-hmm. It was a good day. It was a good day. You know, and that kind of ushered in this new era. But, yeah, man, like, you know, but that Chronic thing's gonna hurt a little bit, bro.
I'm sorry, man. Just being honest.
I like it. He's honest. What do you say, AJ?
Hey, man, you gotta respect his opinion, man. Like I said, man, everybody hears it different.
All right. Now let me ask you two. We'll start with Jalen first on this because we've seen it. It's there's a marriage of sorts. It's kind of an unspoken thing. The marriage between hip hop and basketball. Okay, hip hop and basketball is peanut butter and jelly, right? They go together. So, like, what does starting with Jalen? What is that? How does hip hop blend with basketball for you personally?
It's culture.
Uh-huh.
It's his home. Like everything you do, mm-hmm. everything you see in hip hop, you see in basketball. Mm-hmm. Everything you see in basketball, you see in hip hop. So it's
an extension. You think?
Yeah, in a way, it's just they're like siblings. They're like brothers.
Yep,
you know what I'm saying. So it's like, it's just regular life. It's how you see basketball. When you grow up, you know, I grew up on the East Side, so it was like, if you wasn't trying to be a rapper, you was trying to be a hooper.
Yep.
If you wasn't trying to be a hooper, you was trying to be a rapper. Those are the only two, like, nothing against football, but those were the only two things that you would see a lot of. So it was like,
right?
Yeah, that's all you know. That's culture, man. Mm-hmm. AI. That all you think of when you see that. The best merging of that is Allen Iverson, man. He merged that.
Allen Iverson all day. All
right,
Allen Iverson.
AJ, what's your feeling on it?
I'm right with him, man. AI all day, man.
I mean, on the broader aspect of it. AI.
Let me ask you, what's your question? Your thoughts about AI 40 bars, his track he put out.
hey, I'll say this. AI, of the rappers that try, of the ballers that tried to rap, I'm giving Iverson and Isaiah Ryder could both spit a little something. Oh. J.R. Ryder had a little something. I haven't heard Dame Lillard shit, but rest in peace, Kobe.
You never, Dwayne, you never heard Dame Lillard?
I gotta go listen to Dame Lillard.
I haven't heard Dame Lillard.
Dwayne,
no.
you gotta go listen to Dame Lillard.
You're gonna compare the Chronic to Dame Lillard?
I'm not comparing.
I forgot. Hey,
you gotta listen.
I forgot.
I'm not saying he can't rap, but you can't put the Chronic and Dame Lillard in the same sentence.
No. Listen, man, You talk about the new cat, the new school, man. I fuck with Dame Lillard. All three of his albums are nice. I fuck with Dame heavy. Dame can go, man.
I'm not saying he can't go, but Jalen's trying to say, are you giving me shit about the Chronic? Dude, the Chronic. I bet 9 out of 10 people don't even know Dame Lillard raps, right? Jay's talking about the greatest.
No, Dwayne, I can't let you move on.
9 out of 10 white people don't know Dame Lillard raps.
I can't let you move on saying things like that. Dame Lillard is a beast, bro.
Saying what?
Dame Lillard is a beast. He's a monster on the microphone, just like he is on the court.
What I'm saying is, I'm gonna put you to that. I guarantee you. Are you trying to say that you think the average person? Now we're talking, like black and white people. I guarantee. 9 out of 10 black people know that Dame Lillard raps, and he raps well. Mm-hmm. I bet 9 out of 10 white people, 5 of them don't know who the fuck Dame Lillard is.
I can hold you to that, because I really think they would know.
No!
I think they would know.
No. I get it.
I think they would know. They would know, honestly, if they watch any type of basketball. Are you saying any basketball?
We're saying anybody in general. There's people off the street.
People out the street, oh, I gotta give you that one. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I still don't know.
I'm telling you.
Listen, man. If you follow sports and you watch ESPN, you see he been putting his music on there, man. Like he's serious, man.
Yeah. Did you hear
him? He nice.
Over the summer when he was going at Marvin Bagley, he was going at Shaq. I heard everybody.
I heard the shit.
Listen, man. Dame Lillard. Hey, he liked that. And another thing that I like about him, he can freestyle.
That's Oh yes,
he
man.
can. You can put him on the spot, and he'll go. You watch. He was actually on Sway Bob, in the morning. That's the first time I heard him on Sway in the morning.
Yep.
And he snapped. He snapped, and that's when I started listening to him.
And not to sidetrack real quick, but I just remembered something. Another album that never, I think it's a classic, but it never gets mentioned anymore ever is, AJ, coming up, did you have Mace Harlem World?
Ooh.
Yeah, that's solid. That's a good one.
Yeah, because that had like, that had that locks track with DMX. It had a bunch of that, like, it had a plenty of hits, but it also had some deep cuts, man. Like Harlem World's a good record.
Yeah, that was pretty decent.
And then he went away. But that whole Rough Riders click was cool, man. Like we talked about the one of our first shows, talking about the first three albums that DMX dropped. Mm-hmm. Man, remember that shit?
Those classics, man.
Yeah.
Bam, classics. Bam, bam. And then classics. That motherfucker, you know, much respect to X.
Especially that very first album was real tough.
Oh, crazy. And then
get at me, dog. I'm a dog. Hey, yeah. That first album was real tough.
And then, but less than, so the It's Dark and Hell's Hot drops, and then less than a year later, Flesh of My Flesh is out. Like, that's never been done before, you know?
Yeah. And just,
then he started impersonating.
He probably, I don't know, man. Crack.
Yeah, it got weird.
Right.
Yeah, no.
He just who he is, man. You got to love him for who he is.
Yeah. Hey, have you ever heard, I think he was on a radio station. You ever hear DMX sing Rudolph Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Yeah. Hey, I think, didn't he make Christmas album?
I might have. I listened to it.
I don't know. Did he?
I think he did.
I got to figure that one out. I don't know.
Christmas albums, man.
Huh?
I said a lot of them rappers make Christmas albums. We just ain't heard them.
You're right.
But I'll tell you what, one thing about DMX too, a lot of rappers who try to act and make bullshit movies, like granted, like Paid in Full and shit like that, or State Property, I can fuck with those, but DMX made some good movies.
Yeah.
Like Exit Wound.
He did.
I thought you was about to talk bad Exit about Wound.
Man. Oh, no!
Never.
Wait a minute.
Never.
No! I love Bella.
Never Die. Never Die Alone was pretty good.
Yeah.
Romeo Must Die. Belly, the classic Belly.
Fucking Jalen's all over the place, man. He hating on the Chronic, but loving Belly.
I thought you was about to talk bad about.
I love Belly.
You how you was coming? I was like, no,
I love Belly.
Belly's a classic.
All right,
man.
So tell me this then: how would y'all rank? All right, how would you rank? How would y'all rank Belly, Above the Rim, Juice, and
Belly, Above the Rim, Juice?
Yeah, it was another one that I just thought of, and it ain't coming out.
And but, or like hip hop, like
yeah, hip hop, like the movie.
So those,
like Menace.
So those
Menace,
three.
Let's add in Menace to Society
and Boys in the Hood,
and yeah, put Boys in the Hood in there too.
All right, I'll go first. I'm gonna go of the like of that. I'm going Juice first. I just love Juice, but
Juice.
I go. I'm gonna go. Juice, Belly, Above the Rim, Menace, and then, I mean, it's really in any order. They're all great movies. It's hard to put in a row. It's more what you're vibing with. Like if you would have asked me in high school, I'd have put Above the Rim tops.
Yeah.
I loved Above the Rim. Mm-hmm. And then Juice kind of always stuck with me. And then Belly was the baddest like shit I've seen in a minute. I never, still to this day, and then I loved Menace for a long time, but I never really fucked with Boys in the Hood much.
Really?
I mean, of all those,
you didn't.
I liked it. I got it, but like, I thought they're gritty in their own way. But I might have to go with Juice one, Belly two. What about you? What about you, AJ?
I'm going. Yeah, I like Juice because I mess with Juice the most out of all those movies. I like Juice, Boys in the Hood, Menace. What's the other one?
Above the Rim and Belly.
Above the Rim, then Belly.
We brought Belly last.
But them all great movies. Last.
Belly was short, though, so I'll give them that.
Belly was short, and like it's solid, but kind of after a while, you know, the storyline kind of it's a lot that goes on in Belly. But it's a solid movie, though.
Yeah, and and they're all good in their own right, but like say, Jalen.
Society first.
I like it.
I fell in love with Menace to Society. Menace to Society, Above the Rim, next.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, what was it? Maybe Boys in the Hood. Yeah, uh-huh. I do Boys in the Hood. I probably will put Belly down there too. Just it's just I didn't, and then with Belly, the one thing with Belly, it was just like it was the colors, man.
Yeah,
I wanted to see the picture.
Oh yeah, because it was Hype Williams made the Hype Williams directed it. All of his videos were dope. Remember? Yeah.
But Juice is third. I put Juice third, so I'll go Mensa Society, Above the Rim, Juice,
Boys,
Belly, and then Boys.
Okay. Here's another one too. On that, was it
Hey, I got a good one. I got a good one.
Hit it.
Better basketball movie from the '90s. All right. This is an easy one though. Blue Chips, or He Got Game.
Oh,
I've never seen Blue Chips before.
You ain't missed.
You never seen Blue Chips?
Never seen Blue Chips.
Blue Chips is
good.
Blue Chips, kind of. I felt like it's fun to watch now because you see all the old, like Petty Hardaway and like these guys. Some of these guys, it's funny to kind of put the faces with it, but like. He Got Game, I think it's a better movie. You know, obviously with Spike Lee and shit, but watchability.
Right.
I think if I'm flipping through the stations and they're both on, I'm probably watching Blue Chips, to be honest with you. I think it's a funner movie.
Blue Chips is got like Blue Chips, but I don't know. He Got Game, man. That's what I used to watch coming up the night before a game, my routine. Before every game, I watch He Got Game before I go to bed, man. That's what I used to do.
Peep this. I'm saying, like, now in our current, like, age, I'm saying, like He Got Game's the better movie, so you got to kind of invest your attention in it, right? Like that's a deeper movie to draw you in for, like, a fun or just flip through the channels and shit. Like, Blue Chips doesn't take any energy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What about old Johnny Savage the other day finally saw Space Jam for the first time?
What?
What?
Come here, Sam.
Space Jam for the first time.
For the first time. That shit on Netflix.
Johnny. About to come out. How old are you, Johnny?
Coach said, what's up?
What's up?
What do you think?
What's up, man? How old are you, man?
It was good.
Yeah?
How old are you, man?
How old are you? Let's ask you a question.
12.
Right. You're on the radio.
You're 12. Right. Hold on. You're 12?
And you just not seen Space Jam. My goodness.
Space Jam, man. It's a classic.
That's one that you watch when you're like five.
Yeah.
Shit, man. We couldn't get it on these streaming services. Like, it just got into Netflix.
I remember when I was
Did you like it?
I was in college. That was one of the movies that I had bought. I needed a DVD collection.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, when you're in college, when you get cable, and then when you move, when you living in a house,
yeah.
You got to pay for it. You know, the excess stuff. So I was like, I'm paying for Wi-Fi. I'm not paying for cable. So I was like, I'm going to build me a DVD collection. And Space Jam was one of the movies I bought.
He's a grown man buying cartoons, bro.
Space Jam.
All right, how about this? Let's stay on cartoons, because now I heard on the radio when I drove back to see my pops, like, you know, all these radio stations are doing Final Four tournaments because – yeah, there was no Final Four, but like they're talking about like the greatest cartoons of all time. And we always on this show, we always, you know, erase those black and white lines because, you know, a lot of shit's just universal. But like it's a fact. Like some like black folks fuck with some cartoons and like white folks fuck with some. Like I don't know a lot of black folks that like the Jetsons, right? Right? But Boondocks fucking loves some Boondocks, right? But now if we're talking about classic, like 60s cartoons, I'm going Tom and Jerry. What about you? What about you, AJ?
Tom and Jerry.
I shouldn't say Jetsons, bro.
No, Jetsons. Tom and Jerry.
Did you fuck with Tom and Jerry?
Yeah, Tom and Jerry's cool. That's a good pick. That's great. I don't know. I love Bugs Bunny coming up, man.
Yeah.
So Looney Tunes, man.
Yeah.
Looney.
I like that. Definitely. I was a Daffy Duck fan too, man. Like
Daffy Duck.
Yeah, and then, dude, now you think about it, we're in a different age, man. Pepe Le Pew, that's straight up sexual harassment all day. You know, Pepe, that shit wouldn't fly. Pepe's on that R. Kelly grind, bro.
Wow.
Tell me I'm wrong. Pepe straight harassing bitches.
Wow. You
yeah. Johnny Bravo was on that Cosby game. What about you, Jalen Young Buck? What Saturday morning cartoons you dig?
A lot of Cartoon Network. It just varied.
Yeah.
I was a Doug fan.
Oh yeah, Doug.
Doug's a good one. Doug's a good one.
Yeah, Hey Arnold was my guy. Yeah. Hey Arnold was my guy. So.
My daughter, no, Albert loves Hey Arnold.
Really?
Albert watched all the seasons of Hey Arnold.
Who loves Hey Arnold? Ask him who his favorite character was?
He loved Arnold, man. He loved Arnold. He loved the black dude's best friend.
Gerald.
He loved Arnold. Gerald.
Sav's a big SpongeBob fan. He'll still watch SpongeBob to this day.
I will too. I'm
yeah. Wow. SpongeBob's all right. Mm-hmm. What about you, AJ? You on that Bikini Bottom, dog?
No, I don't mess with him.
Hey, just so let y'all know, I want to put this in the notes that when we're talking about doing the podcast this week, you know, everybody's talking about Tiger King, that documentary. AJ, I was like, AJ, we're going to talk about Tiger King. He's like, what the fuck's Tiger King? And, or he said, what's Tiger King? And he looked up and he's like, man, that ain't my cup of tea. So I'm wondering, this is a good thing. Like, I look on, you know, like Black Twitter and which is a thing, as y'all know, that's not a racist thing. Black Twitter is fucking legit. Y'all ruthless. Black Twitter's ruthless. I don't think black folks are fucking with Tiger King on this.
I would say that. I know a couple that's why I watched it.
Dude, it's crazy as fuck, right?
You watched it?
Yeah, man.
I watched
radio, so I just went ahead and watched it.
Right.
Tiger King,
man.
I ain't never seen some people be so weird. They were weird, man.
Like, I was telling AJ.
That is. And I don't know. I'm just not a fan of cats. I hate cats, man. So
I swear to God, my whole,
you know what goes in my head? Like, what if I'm visiting one of these cities? I'm just out and about, and a tiger just jumped out on me out of nowhere. Because, like,
I would have never.
I'm just not a cat person. Like, what would you do if that happened? Like, you just ate up, man. That's crazy.
I thought for sure.
I just couldn't get into it. I'm like, wow.
Back and forth last
but
night.
It, I mean, it's interesting, but at the same time, I couldn't get into it.
It was like, because, like, again, no offense to anybody, but, like, the whole, like, the gay thing is real in your face.
Yeah.
And it's in your face with, like, in a really aggressive way with that shit. And so I think that, like, a lot of people kind of turns that corner, like, man, you know? And then AJ is like, not my thing. I was like, oh, I get it. I didn't know you were talking about fucking cats, bro.
Cat, no, that don't, man. I mean, your sexuality is your sexuality. I'll never judge a person.
I didn't mean
for that,
it like that.
The cats,
I didn't mean like judging like basic. Like, this is like fucking, this is off the wall shit.
Yeah, it is, but I'm just not a fan of cats. Like, that's crazy. That's the only thing I think about. What if I'm just walking down the street and a tiger just jumped out on me out of nowhere? Like, what the fuck?
Think about, man. Like, out of any place,
that's my brain. Like, hey, but you think about it, where are they living at?
In the trees,
in the grass.
Where are they living at with these tigers? They in cities and towns and shit.
Right.
Like,
okay, I get what
you're saying. You just street? You riding your bike down the street and a lion just hopped out. To start chasing you.
Yeah, you're talking because
or a tiger or some type of shit. It's in the middle of nowhere.
Because a lot of that's thing they address is a lot of people are that's the problem is a lot of people in America, there's like 10,000 like tigers and lions owned privately, and there's more owned privately than in the wild. So AJ's right. He could be rolling through Fort Wayne and fucking a jaguar get him.
But you heard that. They only like these cats until
yes.
they're of age. Once they get about 2 years old, they get too
yep.
big. They don't want them no more.
And that's what I'm saying. It's like when they're cuddling and they can sell them for pictures and like they can use them for, you know,
like they can use them.
Wow, man, it's nuts.
Right.
Coming down the home stretch here. It's been an awesome fucking episode as always. You know, and plus AJ saying, let's bring it full circle. And when AJ was talking earlier about the blip and bad things happening, man, like, would that be the shit? Like, that's some shit that would happen in the blip. You'd be walking down the street and get attacked by a fucking tiger.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what else could go wrong, universe? Dude, don't get me started. But yeah, man, so, you know, just like we went out last show, you know, being a certified doctor, you know, of good vibes. AJ, take us home. Give the people some mind wine, some spirit knowledge, some good vibes to go out on and take into the world with them.
Listen, man. I'm saying the same thing I said last time. Everything's gonna be all right, man. Just stay positive. You know what I mean? Keep your brain right. Read. Be active. Everything's gonna be all right, man. Sooner than later, I believe that. I stand on that.
I like it. I like it. And Jalen, thank you for sitting in, man. What's you know, give our listeners some I'm officially extending this invite. This is an open seat for you now. Anytime you want, you can come back with us. But rule, we'll let you come back. But you're gonna have to publicly take back that chronic.
I can't.
You have to retract that statement.
Oh man.
You have to retract that statement, or your guest pass is getting revoked on the cipher.
I got you.
But give the folks something. Let them know, you know. Let them know a solo roll. Give them some good stuff, like AJ. Like, let them know.
Kind of backpacking. Just everybody, just keep your minds positive, man. Use this time wisely.
Mm-hmm.
Once the world goes back the way the world is, everybody's gonna be back in circle. When you got this time to spend with your family, really enjoy that moment. Be in that moment. Learn how to be in the moment instead of letting your mind wander. Pray for those who's sick, man. Keep them in your thoughts and your prayers, and just really, man, just use this time to get to know yourself and the people that's around you. Build relationships, physical relationships with the are in your circle, your inner circle, before you step out back out into the real world and get back to the craziness.
All right, and then I'm gonna end it on a similar note. I'm saying, and this is, I'm gonna switch gears a little bit. I'm telling everybody, let's calm the fuck down. You know, like the one thing this has shown, it only took a week for people to realize that the greed that I saw and we've all seen out there, like, man, there's enough for everybody. Think of others, you know. The toilet paper was the first thing, and then eggs and shit like that, man. Like, you know, the old saying is it takes a village, and it really does take a village, you know, for us all to get through. So everybody needs to calm the fuck down. I think this is going to get just a bit worse where it gets better. I think that, I'm not saying like the martial law or the National Guard, but like the stay home thing, like let's be good, not gather. Let's keep our distance, but you know, check on those people that maybe, you know, you ain't heard from a little bit, man. Check in on, like, I just drove back. I'm an essential employee. I can do whatever I want, apparently. But I just drove back home 4.5 hours one way to make sure my pops had, you know, groceries. He can't get out. He can't get out of his house. He can't do it on his own. But that gave me peace of mind to know that he was all good, that he wouldn't have to worry. So, yeah, man, take care of each other. Love each other. Thanks for what's up, AJ? You got something?
That's...
Oh, shit.
No, I'm listening.
Feedback. But yeah, so... Yeah, you know, and as always, thanks for rocking with us, man. We're getting through this the same way y'all are. And once this shit clears and we get back full force, we'll be coming in a couple episodes a week. We got some big summer plans, AJ and I do. And then we can bring back our pizza segment, because right now we can't go with no fucking pizza because everything's shut down. AJ losing it. He thinks tigers are chasing him. Hell, this motherfucker.
Who can't eat pizza? Who can't eat no pizza, man? Come on, man.
I'm sorry, AJ. I shouldn't even brought that up, man. I know it hurts.
Still a way to have.
It hurts, man. Though.
It's pizza.
You can't get out there. You can't sample your favorite taste, man. You can't. That's your world.
The thing, the thing that really hurts me, man, is the gym time. It may sound simple, but you know, I'm in the gym all day from 8 a.m. to fucking 8 p.m. Like, that's what I miss. Yeah, you laughing, but that's real. What I miss.
Like, I'm laughing because I don't know if people like that's a real number you just threw out.
AJ, I'm with you.
Man, I miss it, man.
I'm with you, dude. It's rough. It's rough just studying the game and not being able to go in and play it.
To be able to go, right. So it's certain things I look at, but that's just being in the gym, man. That's just that's my safe haven, man.
That's what I'm saying. All good. When we get back to normal, it's some people are gonna ease back in, but the ones that go hard are gonna hit it nonstop. So there you go, folks. For myself, Dwayne Finley, we got Doc Nasty, AJ Gooden, and Young Dylan Manson. This is Cypher. I will be back with you next week. Take care. God bless.